Are we recording? Yeah. Okay. Okay, here's what's happening. Here's what's happening. Nah, I don't like this. We've been together. We've been dating on this podcast for like 6 years, okay? I'm sick of you. I'm sick of you, John. This is... Your whole vibe the last 15 minutes, too much. It's too much.
What are you talking about?
Okay, this is how it began. Maybe that's it. Maybe you're in a good mood, and I don't like it one bit.
This is why I'm always so sad. It's like, I'm just not allowed to be happy. Like,
I won't allow it.
Look at John. He's singing. He's in a good mood. He's singing some Hamilton.
I will not allow this. I need...
Oceans rise, empires fall. We have seen each other through it all.
I can't do it. It started out 2 minutes before we come in here. I pop a mouthful of Big League Chew. You know the gum from our childhood. It's great. Makes you feel like you're chewing tobacco. It's great. Feidelberg looks at me and he says, "Do you eat that or do you chew it?" I said, "Feidelberg, what the fuck does that mean? You know, do you chew it or do you eat it? Do you swallow it?" I said, "Feidelberg, it's gum. It's chewing gum. It's not eating gum." He goes, "Yeah, I just eat that." So Feidelberg pops his own mouthful of fucking Big League Chew and just swallows it down. Like he's eating a snack.
Because I used to eat that and the zebra gum. Remember the zebra gum?
Fruit stripes.
Because they lose their taste so quickly.
Yeah.
So I chew it.
You spit it out.
I swallow it.
You spit it out.
I swallow it.
You have like 30 years of gum in your stomach.
Big League Chew, I take like two chews and just swallow. I take little pinches of strands. Choo-choo, swallow.
You got
spider eggs
in your stomach then.
We're admitting that they're real now. Kevin also didn't believe. I was like, I never subscribed to the idea that gum lasts forever in your stomach or that it can't break down or that it's got spider eggs in it. And he was like, "What?"
Yeah, spider eggs, I'd never heard that.
That was a rumor.
I'm about that, though. That's a good urban legend.
I Googled it. It was a 1992 rumor, so it's probably a little after your time. But you know.
I'm alive then.
It was New York kids who started it, too.
They also used to put the needles in the fucking payphone so you'd prick your finger and get AIDS.
Ours was in movie theater seats.
Oh, another classic.
Yeah.
Either way, you're getting AIDS.
Yeah, you're getting AIDS.
So, you know, don't go to the movies and don't use paper. You're going to die.
That's one way to get it. Another way is to just shake someone's hand with AIDS. So
just be near them.
Yeah.
Then we sit down and do the podcast after this fucking idiot tells me that he eats chewing gum like a retard. That's something a retarded person would do. And he throws down two bottles of water and he goes, "Just to be clear, in the middle of this podcast, we're going to have to stop because I'm going to have to pee."
Yeah.
I said, "Bro, just get up and go pee now." "Oh, I don't have to now." All right. I feel like I'm trying to go out to dinner with my wife. "Oh, no, I got to pee." "No, I don't have to pee. I'll pee later."
Yeah.
"Oh, I'm not hungry. I'm not going to order." That's what's next. We'll probably go out after this, and I'll order some food, and you'll be like, "Oh, I'm not hungry." And then you'll eat half my fucking plate.
Yeah, you're like my dad, and you didn't force me to go to the bathroom. Like,
I am your
dad.
We're going
on a road trip. You have to go to the bathroom. I was like, "No, I don't want to go right now. I don't have to."
That's what he did. And then I said, "Get up and go." And he was like, "Fine, I'll do it." I said, "No, sit down. Sit down. I don't have to go to the bathroom right now." I was for a split second like your goddamn father. Child. Absolute fucking child. This episode is brought to you by White Famous Season 1. It's out now on Showtime. It stars Jay Farrow, Jamie Foxx. It's about a comedian who's trying to make it so big that he's white famous. Which really, you know, that's pretty... It's pretty a pretty charged statement.
It's racist.
It's pretty racist.
Racial program. Watch this.
Which I like. I mean, I'm all about it. Because you come in with a statement like that, like you set the tone for your show. So you know exactly what you're getting when you're a show that's like, "I need to be white famous." So, like I said, Jay Farrow is Floyd Mooney. He's trying to make it big, trying to be white famous.
White-ass name.
And can he do it without losing his soul? Floyd Mooney? You're joking, right?
No.
You think that's a white name?
I don't know. I think Floyd is a white name.
Floyd.
Floyd Mayweather is the blackest man I know.
I
related to 30 Rock, where Liz Lemon dated a white lawyer from Cleveland, played by Jason Sudeikis, named Floyd.
It is a very versatile name.
It's versatile, yeah.
Well, so anyway, it's executive produced by Jamie Foxx and the creator of Californication, and it's based on Jamie Foxx's real-life experiences. So it's Jay Farrow as Jamie Foxx trying to make it to be white famous. Would you say that Jamie Foxx is white famous?
He dates Katie Holmes.
Boom.
So,
bingo.
Yeah.
Done. You date Katie Holmes, you white. New episode Sunday at 10 p.m. on Showtime.
But no.
I don't know. I'm just, you know, it's like a little therapy session. I'm over you.
Yeah, okay.
Sometimes you just got to, like, you know, fight it out. And you know that.
I do know that.
Yeah, then you're probably going to try to bang me after this.
If you're lucky.
All right, so let's get into it. The Patriots and the Jets played this weekend.
Yeah.
And about 5 minutes into the game, after the Jets had scored a touchdown, I tweeted Feitelberg, and I was like, I guess we probably should have like come up with a bet for this.
Like, it's one of those things like you don't even think about because it's not really a game. It's not real.
Jets bats.
Yeah.
You know,
it's not a rivalry.
No, I actually have a bone to pick with, like, the pregame package was like the rivalry. Like, that's not a rivalry. No, I will say, I think maybe like the word is like grudge match. Like, there's something there because Pats fans love to beat up on the Jets, the Belichick storyline, the AFC East. There's something there. It's not just like a totally normal game. It's not a rivalry.
It's a divisional game.
Yeah, but
like,
no,
I mean, any division has these kinds of things.
There's more than like the Pats and the Dolphins and the Bills, though. You don't think so?
Yeah, yeah.
Because again, the Belichick storyline and like Rex came in and kissed the rings and all that shit. None of those storylines.
No.
So it's more of a grudge match thing.
I mean, yeah.
Even
when Rex got to the Bills, he was like, "Yeah, I'm not going to say that again."
right. Like, never mind. So that's weird. But and the Jets always do play him pretty close. But it also is more just a testament to like me and Feitelberg. Like, I was like, I don't know. Do we have to do this like bet shit? Like, we bet, we're bloggers and rivals, and we're gonna bet, and then there's gonna be like a fucking stipulation. Like, I don't know. But we came up with something.
We did it. It was like you texted me. You're like, do we even give a shit about this gimmicky stuff?
I was already up 7 points. So yeah. I was like, which actually kind of worked out well because it's like basically a spread for you. But I was like, yeah, do we do this? This is not really our scene.
No,
we don't fuck around.
But
with
I'm happy we did it.
But then it made for some fun shit talking, and now here we are on the podcast. So the bet was I have to lose 10 pounds by Thanksgiving, which I could afford to lose. So.
Thank God I would not be able to do it.
I don't know.
I would have
had to come up with a punishment for a month from now, and that would have been the real bet.
Yeah.
Which I should have just cut out the middleman and been like, all right, dude, you're not going to be able to do this, so why don't you just, like, you have to eat a whole pack of Big League Chew right in front of me or something like that right now. So let's do this. This is the weigh-in.
Yeah, the official weigh-in, right?
What's
the guess? Like, what? Like, I don't even know, since, like, because you're just, like, a bowl of mat. Like, yeah, I guess, like, you're just, like, I don't know, you're whoa, something came up there.
That smells bad. That burp was disgusting. What is your guess?
I don't know, like $175? Like, it's tough to tell because, like, you're
higher than that.
You're higher than that? Like, Keith's, like, 165.
Yeah, but Keith's, like, really skinny and in, like, athletic shape.
I think athletic shape and really skinny are antonyms.
Shut up. Do I get to wear shoes for this?
No. What are you talking about? You can take your pants and shirt off too, boy.
Get the fuck out of here. All right. I think it's going to be what you know the skinny fat life, BC. What do you think it's going to be?
I'm going to say 195.
Whoa! If it's 195. If it's 195, we need to make this bet 20 pounds. This also potentially could be anticlimactic because it's very – sometimes I'm just like 180 all the time. Sometimes it just like doesn't change.
You're 180?
Sometimes.
Good for
I don't
you,
know.
Boy.
I haven't hopped on, but sometimes I look and feel disgusting and it's just 180.
You think you're going to get down to 170?
I don't worry about numbers. I don't fuck with numbers. It's a state of mind.
No,
I'm unhealthy.
I think anyone who gives a shit how much you weigh is so stupid.
This is just,
like,
a barometer.
Look in the fucking mirror. All I need is a mirror. I think I've stepped on a scale like 5 times in my entire life.
Right.
One of them was for the combine. It's like all for like weigh-ins for like sports. Not like weigh-ins, but like weigh-ins for like the program and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, I've never been like, I need to know how much I weigh right now.
Right.
I look in a mirror
and I don't care. If I could hop on the scale and it could say 150, I still look like a bag of shit.
Right.
And I could step on the scale and it could say 300
well,
if I'm
my,
looking good.
Well, my skinny fat life is 195. So that speaks more to me than to you.
You have more.
So you lose 10, I'll lose 20.
You have muscle. I have no muscle.
I do not.
You have more muscle than me.
Well,
I am a bag of bones.
Not saying
and
much.
Like flab. 190, we'll call it 192.
192.
We got to make it 15 then.
Really?
I got to lose 15.
Damn, now I want to know how much I weigh.
192. Fuck,
I'm
man.
Gonna take off my shoes.
Fuck. That's not good, though. That means I'm real gross right now. Because, yeah, like I said, usually I'm like 180-ish. Fight's clocking in at a 210.
211.
211 with the Air Force Ones on. You can knock off like 2 pounds.
Yeah, so 209.
We'll give you a generous 209. All right, so that's it. So for the bet, I got to get down to 182. I'd like to get down to 175. But here's the thing. I'm just going to starve myself. Like, I'm not going to do this healthy.
It's going to be like when me and Dan lost weight, yeah. And it was like I remember when me and Dan did the weight loss challenge. That was probably, 4 years ago, probably. I picked Dan up from the airport in the morning of our weigh-in, and Dan literally got off the plane in a garbage bag spitting into a cup. That's how he walked out of the airport. And it was just total water weight, both of us. And by the time we had like our celebratory lunch after, where we just like ate shit and drank like pitchers of beer, like we were both already back up. It took like a meal to get back. There was no like actual weight loss. It was just, I mean, I guess it was weight loss, but no like body mass loss.
Right,
it was there was no water between our skin and our muscles.
Like you lost weight in like your fingertips.
Right.
Like weird spots. My shoulders. I trimmed down on my shoulders. I'm just going to starve myself. I'll be all right. I'll get there.
Yeah, I mean, you can lose. You could do 10 in a day if like you had to.
Yeah, I mean, a month, I'll be fine.
I remember when I've done this.
The motivation, the shame is what I need. Like this, the reason I thought that maybe I would be 180. One time when I first got Snapchat on Snapchat, I was like, I'm going to use Snapchat for people to shame me into losing weight. And I was like, every day I'm going to snap my weight, and you guys tell me like I'm a fat piece of shit until I lose weight. And I got the fucking phone out. I had no idea what I weighed. I wanted to do it all like in real time. And I hopped on the scale, and I was like 182. And I was like, well, this is anticlimactic. When someone's like, so all right, fat loss challenge. Like I'm a piece of shit. And it's like, dude, you're 6 foot 180. It's like that doesn't exactly like, you know, nobody shamed me. So 192 though, I'm not happy about that. That upsets me.
That's more than I thought you were gonna be. I thought you'd be like 175.
But see, this is why I texted you. Like I brought the idea of this weight loss up because I know I need it. I was good, and then I basically gained. It's all when that little fucker Keegan came around. I'm getting fat with him. Solidarity. We're two fat Clancy boys. So, all right, challenge on.
So do you like? Are you gonna just not eat? You're gonna go to the gym?
No.
No,
I might go to the gym. The gym won't do anything for me.
See, like I don't understand.
It's straight diet.
I don't understand how you lose. Like
diet, homie.
That doesn't make it. I don't think I would lose a pound if I did. I don't.
If you just stopped eating candy and drinking and shit, you would lose weight. You of all people.
I don't think so.
Your diet stinks, doesn't it?
No, my diet's pretty good actually.
Fuck you.
I eat like wraps for lunch and salad for dinner.
Today was the first day in about 30 that I didn't have a Chipotle quesadilla. And I'm like not really exaggerating. Probably about 30 work days in a row that I had a full chicken quesadilla.
I know, it's disgusting.
So good.
You go at like 10, like
10:45.
You open up Chipotle.
I do. I'm cool with them now. I gave them T-shirts. They gave me free burrito stuff. The other day, this morning, I said, fuck the night shift.
Yeah, they're getting off on you.
It up.
They're getting over on you big time. Like, they're giving you free guac for a buck, and you're giving them $30 T-shirts.
Guess what?
Oh, we'll look the other way on this scoop
of
guac.
My T-shirt, bro. Yeah. I ain't losing shit. I'm just still getting free food.
It's not their guac, either. They should give me more than that. They should be giving you, like,
free
cards
free burrito. Yeah, I got the free burrito card. Not the free guac. The free card, I said.
You said free burrito stuff. I thought you meant, like, stuff that goes in a burrito.
No, I got those little cards.
Oh, that's pretty sweet. Okay. Yeah.
Plus, they're just my people. So, by November 24th, I think I'll do this no problem. I'll lose 20.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's a strong statement. I'm going to hold you to it.
All right,
fine. I'm raising you to 15 then.
No, you can't do that.
Why?
Because the bet's over.
You said you lose 20. I'll just raise you 5 less.
Fuck you. The voicemails today are brought to you by SeatGeek. You want to go to a game?
By the way, sorry to interrupt. Gaz was at the game yesterday.
Cocksucker.
And
I don't know where this story is going, but Gaz is a cocksucker.
No, he was just like, he came back and he's like, honestly, like, Jets fans are so sad. Like they were cool and fun, but he's like, it was just sad because, like, even up 14-0 dominating the game, they're like, we're not saying anything. This is going to come back for us.
I mean, I was texting you the whole time. I did get a little, when they missed that kick, I was like,
Things are funky.
Weird shit's happening. Brady's throwing picks. He threw the pick that was dropped, and then he still threw another one. Yeah. You know, I was like, the universe is giving us second chances here. And then it all just, they scored. Halftime, they scored again. Yeah.
Once you get the Patriots double score,
it's a wrap. It's over. But then they were completely and utterly fucked at the end of that game, and I will not allow you on this podcast to say anything otherwise. We will not continue the show until you say the Jets were fucked yesterday.
I won't say fucked. I'd say it was a weird call. It was a weird call.
It was a bad call. You can say a bad call.
It was one that I don't understand, so I won't speak to it really. It was like, I mean, it definitely, I know how much it used to infuriate me when you would refuse to acknowledge the fact that Tom Brady didn't deserve to be suspended, so I'll go with you here. Yeah, you got fucked there.
My man, Pots and Pans. Voicemails, SeatGeek. You want to go to a game and watch the Jets get fucked? You want to go to the Patriots game and watch the league hand them all sorts of shit? wind knocked out. Yes, Feidelberg is writing a note to me like a child to be like, you could just say it out loud.
That was pretty fucking good.
That was good.
From
Upside Down, really good. Really good. We're not going to do voicemails. We're going to do a quick segment here. It's brought to you by SeatGeek. You want to go to these games, you want to go to a concert, you want to go to the theater, you want to go to see your favorite stand-up comedian, SeatGeek. They're the ones who got you covered. They have all the tickets being sold on the secondary market. All of them are real. None of them are fraudulent. No phonies, no scam artists, no Craig Carton ticket situations. We're talking real deal Holyfield tickets at the best price available because you see exactly what all the other owners of the tickets are charging. So you know people who are, oh, last minute, I got to try to sell these tickets for a good deal. You know the people who are probably just trying to gouge you for a profit. You know exactly what you're getting because SeatGeek lays it all out for you in the easiest chart. Go to SeatGeek, click settings, click add a promo code, enter the promo code KFC, get $10 off your first SeatGeek purchase. That's SeatGeek. Download it. Promo code KFC. Use it. $10 off your first purchase. We were talking over the weekend. So I'm assuming you were watching football. You tweeted this out.
Yeah, it was after the Hogan hit.
Okay.
Hogan took that shot to the ribs, and he kind of like, you could see him on his knuckles just being like, you do the, you're kind of call my mom.
Hi, mom.
Like, dude, that was like, I saw that and I was like, oh my god! Like, it just brought back memories, like, because I mean that was a weekly occurrence.
Getting the wind knocked out of you when you were a kid was like, you know, what else is new? You wake up, the sun rises, you eat some breakfast and lunch, some dinner, you get the wind knocked out of you, the sun sets.
I think I have such a good grasp of my mortality because it was a daily occurrence. I thought I was dying. Like I had to make peace with death once a day.
You were okay with it though. I feel like
I don't know. Like,
not
you,
okay
I,
with it. It's
I would cry. There were times I cried. I would cry sometimes. Like, be at recess or like, I mean, like, it happens so often. Like hockey going into the corners. Sometimes you get hit every time. You get a stick. Yeah. You stick to the gun. Shoveling. Remember, like, when you down it, you go shovel the driveway, and you're like, "Fuck, this sucks. Pushing. I'm pushing it." And you're fucking keeled over in a pile of snow, just like, this is it. This is how I go out of this world. 8-year-old you bundled up like it's fucking Christmas Story. You're like, I'm dying. I'm dying out of this blizzard because my dad made me shovel.
I'm dying right now.
It was like, it really prepares you for adult life where you're just like, yo, any day I might die. It used to happen every recess, man. I'd go jump in fences in my neighbor's yard. I'd be like, bury the body. Bury the body. I'm not going down for trespassing.
I can't breathe. Stop. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm literally sweating right now. I fell out of a tree once, man.
I had a tree house, dude.
I fell out of a tree, and I landed flat smack on my back, and I thought for sure that all my ribs went, like, from my back out of my chest, and it was over.
Dude, I had a fucking tree house in my backyard that, like, we used to jump out of it into piles that, like, my dad would, like, put bags of leaves below it. And it was like, and I had a friend over once who just moved the bag of leaves on me. So, like, a story and a half, I fell down onto the fucking bag. I was just laying there. It's like, and you just roll. There's nothing you can do. You're just like, I'm never going to breathe again. Like, this is it. I'm never going to get oxygen into my bloodstream.
The air is never going back. Like, the air is never going to fill my lungs again.
You're like, trying to scream for your parents.
The feeling of getting the wind knocked out of you is It's scary. It hurts it, like a, the only thing that's worse than how much it hurts is how scary it is.
Yeah, it's terrifying. But you literally
but then,
think you're dying.
Like, I will never get the wind knocked out of me ever again.
No, and I don't
understand.
It will
never happen.
I had some fucking tough guys being like, this isn't even true. What the fuck are you talking about? Because I tweeted, the only good thing about adulthood is that you never get the wind knocked out of you anymore. And people
I
like,
can't understand.
Like, what do you mean?
If you're a true adult,
what are you doing? Where you're getting the wind knocked out?
If you're still
of you?
Like a frat boy, like diving through fucking Bill's Mafia tables, like then you're not an adult,
right?
If you do anything to still get the wind knocked out of you, you're not an adult. Because if there's any outcome of a situation that results in me getting the wind knocked out of me, I'm just not doing it.
Yeah, but no.
Hey, jump off of this or run over to that, and like let's play this. If I can get the wind knocked out of me, I am completely out.
We used to have a garage too. We had like a shitty garage that was we had a shitty garage that I used to like just jump off the roof all the time of, and they, it used to happen all the time then. I also used to shoot pucks through the windows of the garage and then just not tell my parents about it.
Just like break the window?
Like just shatter windows. Like I just sit in the backyard, and instead of like shooting at the net, which I had, I just pick off windows. Like every day, I'd come in.
What a fucking asshole.
We had replacement windows, like hundreds of replacement windows in the garage.
Were your parents just like, why do the windows keep breaking?
I would say a bad shot. I'd be like, that was a bad shot.
Oh, got it. So they knew you were doing it. They just didn't know that you were doing it on purpose.
Yeah, I would just like just fire. I'm like, yeah, I missed it again. And eventually, my dad was like, okay, we're just building a new garage.
My dad eventually was like, you suck at hockey, son. What an asshole. That's the only good thing about being an adult is that you don't get the wind knocked out of you and all those like other horrible things that used to happen to you. Like I would jam my fingers playing basketball every single time, and I would have that the bottom knuckle would be so fucking swollen. That noise, you know, when you would jam your knuckle so bad you would hear it.
Yeah,
it'd be like it made like a weird pop noise. And it was just like, oh, yeah, it's your finger bending in the wrong direction. That's your knuckles going the opposite way that they should. That'll never happen again.
If someone
were to be like, yo, catch, and throw a ball like really fucking hard at me and I wasn't ready, I'd just be like, I ain't touching that. I might jam a finger. I'm an adult now. I ain't doing that.
There are a lot of things in my childhood that like just don't affect you anymore. That you, like, you thought were going to be like...
The most depressing problem
like,
in your
life.
I
thought I was going to have, like you said, like I thought this was a daily thing. Like, this is going to be like a portion of the day where I can't breathe today. And
I will be able to successfully breathe.
I'll be crawling on the ground, and like my friends will be laughing, and like that's just how like life goes. That's just part of it. Like another one is we used to like from playing hockey, like street hockey or like basketball, you lose a ball in the woods a lot, and you got to go fish for it. I was so scared of snakes. I always thought I'd be like, fuck, I'm gonna find a snake in the woods.
I'm still a little bit afraid of that.
Yeah, but like you don't have to go to the woods.
Yeah. Okay. I thought you were saying you were an adult now, so you know there's not snakes in the woods.
No, I would just
be like, that ball's gone. I'm not gonna go dig around. Yeah. There might be a snake.
Like,
in there.
I'll go. Let's go buy a new ball. Yeah. Well, that's ridiculous. Like, what if they're like? I'm like, we'd go like deep into the woods because I lived across like a hill, a woodsy hill too. So like when a ball
it rolled all the way in.
Yeah, I live up on a hill, and across the street are like a hill of woods, and. So, like, we'd lose a hockey ball down, we'd lose basketball down, and we'd have to go get it. And, like, I'd be, like, searching deep in woods. Like, I'd be like, fuck, there's, like, a snake in here. There's something going to bite me.
Because there probably was. And now it would be like, game over.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go touch that ball. Remember, like I would, like, climb fences and shit? Just even, like, climbing a fence. Like, climbing. I'm never going to climb anything ever again. It'd be like, all right, I got to climb over the fence to jump into here so I can drink, like, on the golf course. I'd be like... Just not doing
remember when you climb to the top of the fence, get like one hand over and throw your legs up over? Could you imagine trying to do that right now?
Imagine that. No
dude,
fucking
I don't even climb stairs. Like I take, we have two floors of the office now. I take the elevator floor to floor.
No, like going up. No, like climbing. No hiking. No nothing. None of that.
What are you gonna do when Shay like climbs a tree and you gotta go get her?
What, she could get like stuck in there like a cat? I'm calling the fire department. I don't know. Man, I watch Shay. She jumps up and down on her feet, and then she just jumps and removes her feet and just lands on the ground. Do you know how much that would hurt if I just like did a cannonball onto the ground? That's what she does. She just does a cannonball on the ground, and she just laughs.
That would
be paralyzed.
Oh yeah, no, my
spine would like break.
The whole world like as a kid, and this is actually one of the kid things about me still. The whole world's a pillow. Like
you can jump onto anything.
You jump on anything. You can just lay on anything. Like I can actually. That's one I can do. I can lay and sleep anywhere.
Yeah, that's true. You could like lay down on this floor right now. Jason Bourne shit.
No problem. just done. Like that, in fact, like I'm like Brody when he comes home, where he's like, the bed's too soft. I need
something a little hard.
I'll sleep on the ground.
You
next
are a
to
child.
The bed.
You eat gum. You chew. You swallow gum and like you eat food. You eat gum like it's food, and you sleep on like brick floors. Child, fall asleep. I can fall asleep anywhere.
I don't
Fuck
get the
you.
Wind knocked out of me. Adult.
Yeah, that's really like the line of demarcation.
Yeah,
it's more that you never even consider a situation like, where you would. Hey, you want to play like some like tackle football?
No.
Yeah, are you fucking crazy?
Pass.
Have you seen me? Sometimes my back just like starts hurting to the point that I have to like crawl around on a ball on the floor. You think I'm gonna play tackle football? Get out of here. Hey, let's play like kill the carrier. What? Are we like seven? No. The fuck out of here. That's the difference when you grow up from point A to point B. As time goes on, these are the things, the changes. We also saw in the news a story of these guys who were captured
it was one.
Captured at the year 2012. And when he came out of...
Joshua Boyle.
When he was freed by prisoners? Not freed, because they're still... Tell the story.
Recently freed after being held in Afghanistan by Taliban-tied kidnappers for 5 years, said he thought his captors were joking when they told him Donald Trump was president. Joshua Boyd told the Toronto Star that one of his captors said Trump was elected president before he was forced to film a proof of life video. It didn't even enter my mind that he was being serious, Boyle said. The Boyles were kidnapped in 2012 and were held for 5 years before being rescued by Pakistani forces last week. Boyle's family, his American wife, Caitlin Coleman, he's Canadian, and their three young children, who were all born in captivity, were rescued.
Jesus Christ.
Who were rescued by U.S. intelligence directed Pakistani authorities to the families. Were rescued after U.S. intelligence directed Pakistani authorities to the family's location. The family was in the trunk of a car when their kidnappers were caught in a shootout with the Pakistani forces. The captors were all killed during the rescue.
So this guy, not only was it just like so far-fetched, but the Taliban was probably like, he thought the Taliban was fucking with him. Like, well, these guys are torturing me. So a form of torture would be to tell me that like my country is now being led by Donald Trump. And so today we're going to play a game called What Would the Terrorists Torture You With If You Thought You Had Been Kidnapped for 5 Years and You Didn't Believe What They Were Going to Tell You? Rolls right off the tongue. It's brought to you by Upside. If you travel for business, you know, there goes Feidelberg, he's actually going to pee. I knew he was going to do it when I did an ad read. That little son of a bitch! Upside, if you travel for business, you know it's a game of wins and losses. Having an open seat on your flight, that's a win. The person in front of you reclining the seat, that's a loss. Buying your business trip on Upside.com, that ain't just a win, that's a triple win. 1, 2, 3. 3 wins. The number one win, Upside has the absolute best prices available for flights, hotels, and rental cars. Number two, Upside will hit you with a gift card as a reward to places like Amazon.com every time you buy a business trip. And number three is the amazing 6-star treatment you'll get from Upside's customer service specialists, who they call navigators. Navigators will help you navigate through your trip. You know, you book a middle seat for a 3-hour flight, and navigators find that you can upgrade to a seat in the aisle with more legroom. That's just one example of how Upside navigators go above and beyond for business travelers. So imagine what they can do for you. 24/7, instantly accessible by voice, chat, email, or message on the Upside app. And they'll reach out to you with useful info to avoid a problem before it happens. Go to Upside.com. Use the promo code KFC and you'll get a minimum of $100 gift card to Amazon. Sometimes they're $200. Sometimes they're $300. My man's back. Use promo code KFC for a minimum of $100 gift card at Amazon.com when you use Upside.com. You deserve a better business trip. Upside.com, minimum purchase required. See website for details. And so the question is, what are things that the Taliban would tell you if you were in captivity that there's just no goddamn way you believe it's true, i.e. Donald Trump is the president of the United States? That's just not a good look for the Trump administration, by the way. It's like, yeah, soldiers who are captured are like, I didn't even think it's possible.
I think it's a worse look for America.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, all of this is a terrible look for America, no doubt.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Sure thing,
I was kidnapped in 2012, man. That dude, like, I don't even think he has a reality TV show anymore.
Yeah, The Apprentice bombed.
No one gives a fuck about him.
Nope. President, leader of the free world. Along the same lines, dealing with the... dickhead egomaniacs.
I actually don't. Yeah, go ahead. You go first.
I'm going to throw that Dave Portnoy is a wildly successful millionaire into the ring.
Like, if you got kidnapped in 2011, 2012, because that's like kind of around the time.
Yep.
I think I started in 2010.
Yep.
And you were probably 2009.
Oh, 11 and 12, yes, is like blackout tour
blackout
time.
Yeah.
I think. And so like, yeah, those dudes probably early blackout tour. So it's like, oh, yeah, those guys who throw, like, techno parties in basements of frats for, like, 60 dudes. Yeah, the guy who runs that site, he's a millionaire. Yeah, he has a like a three-story office in fucking Manhattan, and oh, the guys who make like big time movies believe in him. That might be worse than Donald Trump being the president. Dave Portnoy being a successful millionaire.
I would be like, get the fuck, like, because I remember like be like we'd come home from a blackout tour, and we'd get like Dave would be like, here's $200 in cash. That was like paycheck. That was payday. Like, that guy has millions of dollars.
Millions.
Get the fuck
horses,
out of here.
Horses, women, clothes. Ugh. Still ugly, but fucking all that other stuff. that would, I mean, it crushes me now, and I wasn't kidnapped. We got, of course, anytime these things happen, you got sports. You got the Cubs. I don't think I'd believe someone if they told me the Cubs won the World Series.
That's definitely one where you're like, you're fucking with me. Because that's just such a profound, not profound, but popular one where it's just like, yeah.
Hey, the Cubs, like, won the World Series. Like, no, they didn't.
Like,
man.
when the Sox,
movies and pop culture. Like,
right.
No,
when the
didn't.
Sox won the World Series, there were a couple, I don't even know if any of them were true, or maybe, but like, there were a couple like guys in comas who woke up and they were like, nah, you're fucking with me. The Sox didn't win the World Series.
I mean, when it's something that is just a stone cold fact for generations on generations. Like, the amount of things that were invented and the amount of shit that changed in the world but the last time they won, you would just be like, no, they didn't.
The big one for you would be Brady. Because 2012 was kind of start.
If I came out of a coma, if I got released from being kidnapped in 2017 and they were like, yo, Tom Brady has won several more Super Bowls.
And is currently the leader of the NFL in passing yards.
Yeah, like, and is far and away the best quarterback of all time, and still doing it. I'd be like, take me back, get the bamboo shoots out, put them under my fingernails, like, start burning me with that hot iron. Whatever else it is better than living in this world where Tom Brady is still doing the damn thing.
Especially because 2012 was kind of like people started. There were whispers about his decline.
That was the original. Probably 2012 was like the Andrew Luck KFC radio episode.
Yeah, probably.
It was like the Chiefs had just blown him out. Andrew Luck was coming up. We were like, the fucking Brady's time's over. And then he just took right back off. It's like the plane was flying and it just kind of touched down, right back up. That's all that happened.
Hits the runway.
Skids and took right back off. Tom Brady's still good.
I honestly don't know what someone would, like, what do you think someone would say to me? I honestly can't, I don't know. Like what's...
You live such a fucking simplistic life of happiness and bliss.
What would you torture me with?
I have to torture you with, like, happiness. So I'd have to tell you something that makes you happy.
Like, what would you tell me?
I don't know. I can't even think of something to tell you that would make you happy. I'd be like, Kanye West is a fashion icon. Actually,
general. Yeah, I'd believe that.
That one, I don't know if I'd believe that.
I mean, that before 2012, he was rapping Ralph Lauren was born before I wore him.
Yeah, but to be like, he's the most important person in fashion.
Yeah, I mean, I would be like... that's interesting, but I wouldn't be like,
no chance it happened.
Like, he was wearing polo. Like, he's always been kind of like a progressive fashion guy where, I mean, he was a rapper wearing polos. That wasn't a thing people were doing. Like, he was.
What year did Keeping Up with the Kardashians start?
I believe the 10-year thing just started. I believe it's the 10th season right now.
So they were well into it already.
Yeah.
Okay, because I was going to say, you can tell me, like, the Kardashians, like, took over the goddamn world, but they probably were already well on their way.
Yeah. I know it's the 10-year thing, which is why, that like, they're all pregnant now.
I mean, Kendall's got to fucking get knocked up. You're ruining the joke, Kendall.
Yeah, she's the model. She's the only one who has to be on a runway and shit.
Whatever. Get knocked up. Solidarity with your sister, bitch.
Be a maternity model?
Yeah, fuck. Plus size. Let's go. All right, let's get into these voicemails. They're brought to you by 5-4 Club. It's a club where you become a member, where they give you fire clothes every month without you worrying about what they're sending you, without you worrying about going to the store and buying it, without you worrying about annoying salesmen, without you worrying about not knowing what clothes to pick out and what goes with what and what matches. They're going to send you a box of clothes, 2 to 3, 4 items maybe, that are updated with the seasons and updated with the fashion world so that they grow on each other. So, like, every box you get complements all the rest of your wardrobe. So by the time you're like a year in, you have an entire wardrobe comprised of 5-4 clothing picked out by this 5-4 stylist. So you have a whole look. You got a whole style to you.
You're a Kanye West.
basically. You're a fashion icon.
Yes.
So join 5-4 Club right now. Use the promo code KFC, and you will get your first month's package for 50% off, and you get a free pair of sunglasses valued at $75. It's 54club.com, FIVEFOUR club.com, promo code KFC. You set up your style profile where you put your size in and your fashion preference, and you can change that at any time. So say, for example, your team gets fucked on a call and you lose a bet and you have to lose 10 pounds, You can go on to 54club.com, change your profile because now you're a different size.
That's kind of nice, though. You losing weight, you're going to have an excuse to get some new 5-4 clothes.
There you go. Or the flip side, you have a kid and you get fat, you want to just give up and up your size, you could do that too. 54club.com, promo code KFC, 50% off, and a free pair of sunglasses. Voicemails, what do we got?
We got some stuff on study abroad, sleep paralysis.
I'd like to study abroad, get it? Get it?
A virgin intervention, parents read all your texts.
Sleep paralysis sounds like something Feidelberg either does suffer from or will be suffering from shortly, so.
What is it?
What's up, KFC and Fights? I was just listening to the podcast, and I heard you guys are snorers. I am also a heavy snorer, and I'm married. I also suffer from what's known as sleep paralysis, which is the most terrifying thing in the world. It's basically you wake up, you're lucid, you can see, but you can't lift your arms, your legs, you can't scream.
I don't believe this.
You jolt out of your sleep, and it's terrifying. It's the scariest thing in the world. My wife does leave the room, much like KFC's wife, in the middle of the night because of my snoring, and I have to wake up like a pussy and go get my wife from the spare bedroom and beg her to come back into the bedroom with me because I'm too much of a pussy to stay in the room after I get the sleep paralysis. I just wanted to know what you guys thought. Am I a total pussy because I can't sleep alone after I get these terrifying, basic, lucid nightmares? Or do I got some actual beef with my wife? Where
this
I can
dude
it
is a big
it's
old
a real thing.
No, he's a big old bitch ass.
It's a real thing.
It's not a real thing.
I've looked it up. It's a real thing.
No. The internet says so, so surely it's true.
I mean, there are legitimate sources. I didn't tweet it to people. I wasn't like, hey, Twitter, have you heard of this?
You think that there's a scenario where these people are not just like still asleep and like having a nightmare?
No, because I assume if like it's on like WebMD and stuff, I assume that they've done studies on it. I assume they've had people who say they suffer from it come into labs and watch them.
You'll just believe anything they tell you, huh? You'll just believe anything that a lab tells you.
Yeah, I trust scientists. I'm one of those guys.
Pussy. What a fucking idiot.
I think that would be...
Idiot! What are you, an idiot?
I'm going to stab you in the neck with a
fucking
pen.
Fucking idiot.
The
what's an idiot? Continue.
No.
Go ahead.
No.
I'll stop. I promise. Continue with what you're saying.
Can I?
You idiot!
That was a deke. That was a can. Can they tell? Like, can they talk? I mean,
he says no.
He said
no.
Says
you can't scream. You can't talk.
I didn't hear that part. I mean, that sounds like the worst thing ever.
Yeah, because those people are just having a nightmare. They think they're awake. They're just not awake yet.
I think you just like.
I don't think this is a thing.
I think it's definitely a thing.
Kendall Jenner says she has this too. Fuck out of here. No, you don't, bitch.
What? Where did you pull that out of?
I just remember now. She says she has sleep paralysis.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I would not like sleep paralysis.
No, I would not like it either.
You ever seen that movie Awake? With like Hayden Christensen, is that his name? The dude from like Star Wars?
Yeah.
And like it's like his wife had planned, planned to like with a doctor to murder him while he was sleeping during surgery, but
he's awake.
But he didn't actually go under. But he can't move; he's paralyzed. So he's like listening to his wife and like the doctor talk about killing him.
Is my nightmare. Those stories of when people come out of anesthesia but they can't say anything.
Okay,
and they
so
just
you believe
feel,
those?
Yeah, because that's like you were induced with a drug that like didn't fucking like
didn't,
work.
Right.
To just be like I was like I'm just naturally sleeping here. And all of a sudden my body like ceases to work. I don't think it's real.
I don't
think this is real.
I don't understand
I don't
how someone just like doubts
to
like,
say this.
Like scientists are like, yeah, it's real. We studied it. It's real.
I don't know how someone just believes scientists like when they just say
so
that.
So you
like,
just pick and choose what you believe with,
yes.
With like,
yes,
scientists.
When something seems reasonable, I believe it. When something is completely and utterly preposterous and their body just
so like Lyme
doesn't
disease.
Work.
Is Lyme disease real?
I don't even know what Lyme disease is. That might be fake. To be honest, you might have picked another fake one there. People are like, you might get Lyme disease from ticks. I'm like, what? Who cares? What does Lyme disease do to you?
It's like if it's undiagnosed, it's like really, really bad.
It's like you can't move.
Well, I guess. Oh, look at that. More paralysis. John's just a paralysis believer.
It's like bad arthritis.
I'm a paralysis truther, okay? Your body just doesn't not work. Can't talk. People are asleep. They just don't know it.
How are you asleep? You don't know it.
This is a tough one to have. When I sleepwalk, like I'm like half in, half out, but it's like I always think I'm awake and I'm not. I'm still asleep. That's what these people are doing. They're like, I can't move. And it's like, you're just like dreaming, bro.
Okay.
Anyway.
I would not sleep alone if I had this. So I would declare you not a pussy.
Would it matter, though?
What's someone in the room going to do for you?
You can't. Like, you just know they're there. I guess that's better than not than being
comforting.
Alone. But you can't tell them.
That would make
you
it
can't.
Worse. Because it's like you're right there and I can't even talk to you if I had this mythical disease. I just wouldn't sleep at all if I had this fake disease. I would never go to sleep. Freddy Krueger shit. Is there also men with clawed gloves that kill you in your dreams too? Is that another thing that happens if somebody said
they don't believe in sleepwalking?
I'd be like, oh, I've done that before, so that one's real.
All right, next question.
You got me there.
Study abroad or parents read your texts?
Parents read your
parents texts.
Text. Yeah.
Hey guys, so I was at work today, and this dad was talking about how his daughter has a new boyfriend, and she's 13, and he also just all of a sudden just dropped that he gets all of her text messages on his phone and can like look at what they're texting. It just got me thinking, like, what if your mom, like, throughout high school and all, even now, like, read all your text messages? Like, how would you go about, like, bringing it up to her or if she brought it?
Okay, we got to get a little more eloquent with our voicemails here.
We're
Instagram live here.
Did he say like the father has a software or he just wants to be able to read them? Or I couldn't understand. Is he reading them?
I took it to mean that, yes, he's reading her texts.
So he's a software or is he going? He's going into her phone?
I don't know. Okay. I kind of checked out there, but because I started to have like harrowing visions of when Shay is 13 years old. That's not going to be good. I'm a big believer in like don't go looking for things you don't want to find.
Right.
But that's 100%. That's when you're like an adult and with your like girlfriend.
Oh, with your kid too. I guess
I
don't have a child, so like it's tough for me to really say. But yeah, with a kid, I don't give like my kid can be a heroin kid. I don't give a fuck. Just don't let me find it. Hide the needles well. Like, I don't.
Just as long as you don't inconvenience me or fuck with my life.
That's the story of my life. Don't inconvenience me. We're golden. You do your thing, 12-year-old. I'll do mine.
You're old enough now.
Like, you're a big kid. You're a big kid. Fucking handle your business.
You're old enough to text. You're old enough to do heroin. You're old enough to do it on your own.
Right. Don't bother me with it. Once it's in my eyesight, once it's brought from the dark into the light, it's now something I have to deal with.
And just one more fucking responsibility for
you.
Yeah,
I got enough shit going on. The Bruins are playing like fucking bullshit right now.
Let me tell you something. You will, sir, be the worst father in the world.
Like, I think you can't snoop.
The worst.
I don't think you can snoop on your kid. I think if
you don't snoop on your kid, you will have a heroin hooker of a child.
I don't think so. Just
man
don't be
or female.
Don't be a really bad dad up until that point. I don't think, like, people are growing up happy. And I think, look, give your kid enough of a leash to be like, look, you don't have to sneak heroin. You can do some weed.
As long as it's going on in my basement, you can do whatever you want.
But not with the heroin.
Not with heroin.
I draw a line. No heroin.
Molly? MDMA?
I'd prefer not, yeah. Or at least have a lot of water on hand.
Again, do it in my basement.
Don't drink in Molly.
Okay.
That's where you run into a lot of trouble.
I think you have to read their text messages, which is a goddamn disaster.
That must be like you ever just like accidentally throw something away and you're like looking through the trash for it?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, this is disgusting. I don't want to see this.
Yeah.
Gross. I'm just looking for the one thing.
Yeah, I just need to find that and I can get out of here.
Right.
Yeah.
You're just looking for the one, like, are you being bad? Are you being bad? Are you being bad?
And you don't want to see anything else in between. What you have to do is you tell them I can see your text messages. And then it's like
it's
a deterrent.
Yeah, it defeats the whole purpose. Then they find another way. They download a fucking kick.
But you're doing your job, and now you don't need to worry about anything.
I think that's the worst thing to do. If they can become a heroin kid on kick,
then that's on them. I was reading the text messages.
I think you either read the text messages and don't tell them, or don't read the text messages at all. But I think if you tell them, that's them being like, oh my god, my dad's throwing my business. I'm gonna get kick.
You're right.
And it pisses them off and just tells them to find another way to do it.
You're right. When you're right, you're right. Just don't have kids.
Don't have kids is a good one. But that's the thing, too. Like, that's so funny because that's people with, I guess not so much with kids, but like with like marriage.
Oh, wait. By the way, don't give them a cell phone. Done. Because then they can't have kids or texting or anything.
When you're 13, you have a phone.
Nope.
I think I had a phone when I was 13.
I know you do, but I'm just not going to do that. The world still spun when people didn't have cell phones.
Not anymore.
That's true.
Then
your kid would be the social outcast, misfit. That girl doesn't even have a phone. That kid doesn't even have a phone. They're poor. And then they get bullied, and then they do the heroin anyway. All roads lead back to heroin.
Plus, it's just like having a phone is a necessary way of life now. Like, yeah, the world used to spin before then, before that, right? Yeah, the world used to spin before we found medicine.
Yeah.
But
it just spun, like, not that well.
Right. It's
like,
just
spun
it's changed
shittily.
Now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Now you need a phone.
You really need a phone.
A phone's a way of life.
How do people...
There are laws where, like, your phone's your extension of self now.
How about when, like, you were going somewhere and you didn't know where it was?
What crazy did you do?
What did you do?
Dude, I'll get dropped off at my destination, and I will still Google Maps my destination. I'm like, all right, where is it? It's on this block, but I mean.
I don't want to be, like, looking around like an idiot.
Yeah. I'll pretend I'm sending a text message. I'll find out where exactly it is on this block.
Start to walk the wrong way, and pretend you're on the phone. What was that? Yeah. Oh, okay, let me turn around. Yeah, I'm just talking out loud. It's just not good, though.
You know what I think the silliest thing, by the way, in New York City is? Like, when you get off the subway and it's like, northwest corner. Like, dude, who am I? What am I, a fucking compass?
What am I, Magellan? I know which way north is based on my underground location. If I'm on 34th and I come out, tell me which way's 35th and tell me which way's 33rd.
Right. And then not the northwest, it's southwest corner. Yeah. It's like, the fuck does that mean to me, dude?
Trying to circumnavigate Manhattan?
Wait, if you know you need to go north and you're on the north corner, you don't have to cross the street.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, I don't know if I'd have to go north or south. How do I know?
If you're on 35th and you know you need to go to 33rd, you don't know it's down?
Well, but don't the numbers run horizontally? They run east to west.
Numbers run up and down. The avenues run.
All right. So
you're
right,
all,
you really,
you're really mixed
any
up.
Clue what's happening.
You're really all over the map.
None.
It is, well,
so the numbers are north south?
That's
a game changer. That's a game changer. Okay.
But even still, like, I know, okay, when I get out.
The numbers run north south?
On the streets.
Yes. And the avenues are east-west.
Yes.
See, I was always picturing...
Which would also help.
I was always picturing the island like this, right? And then this is the way the streets...
Yeah.
Nope, that's the avenues.
Great podcast.
Yep. Okay,
well,
we're good.
Yeah.
We're good.
Like this.
So here's what I don't get. Like, when I'm coming out of the subway, again, if I know I need to go up, I know to go to the one that says north. But when it's like northwest, and I understand the east and the northwest, but like when you come out... You still don't really know what corner you're going to be on.
Nah, you still don't.
Like you're fucking lying if you say you pop out of the subway and you just go. Liar.
No, I'm terrible at it.
Yeah.
I'm terrible at it, but I'm just saying, like, you could figure it out.
Like, kind of, but not really. Because, again, when you have a routine, you know, I just get out and go left and turn around, I'm good. But if you're just like...
If you knew you had to go northwest and you were on the northwest corner, you know you don't cross either street. Walk on the sidewalk. In either direction, you will be going in the right direction. You have to know all that. You have to have that figured out, which is not easy, but it's possible.
What you just said there is actually helpful, that you can go either direction, because now that makes sense. Okay, I got it. I get what you're saying. You helped me there. So now I think I could do it, but bottom line is when you pop out of the subway, you look around and you look down, and all right, this is going up or down. Is that north? All right, then if I'm north, that means to the right is east. And okay, I got it. That's not even me being stupid. That's just me being human. It's just hard.
This is hard.
Life's hard. Next voicemail.
Also, don't read the kids' text. Don't do that either. Like, I would be, because if I caught my parents going through like my AIM, I'd be so mortified
that I would take it out on you. I hate you. I'd be like, you saw my crush text. You saw my, like...
That's private!
Right, me and my friends talking about, like kissing girls and stuff like that. Like, how do you kiss? What do you do with a boob? I still don't know the answer to that one.
What do you do with a boob?
What do you do with a boob? No one knows. Boobs are impossible. What's the fucking point of a titty?
Don't know.
Hey, boys.
Look, it's like a titty is like a... It's, I'm trying to think what it's like, where it's just like... I guess art, where it's like you're supposed to like
appreciate it.
You like, yeah, I look at it like I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, if you can't stick anything inside of it, you don't know what to do
with
it.
What is it like? What is it like?
Rub it.
We'll
juggle it.
Put it in my mouth.
Around.
Yeah, like pop it in your mouth. I have it in my mouth, and when I have a titty in my mouth, like, the only thing.
What now?
The only thing I'm thinking is like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, like you're like because if it's a nice boob too, you're like, your mouth is like wide. Yeah.
What? All right. Like, what am I doing?
In my mouth.
What's going on?
What now?
What is the move here? Why is your titty in my mouth? Like I'm not.
Like, this doesn't even feel good.
Right? There's
it's
no
hard
way,
for me.
No way what I'm doing like, is pleasurable for
no.
you. I look like a big fucking idiot baby with a titty in my mouth staring up, be like, huh? Is that good? I put my whole mouth on the fucking mic for that titty.
You're going to get tuberculosis.
Titty suck.
Next voicemail.
Hey, boys. So a quick question for you guys and want to get your thoughts on this. So I am currently studying abroad in Europe, and I was spending the week with my grandmother. She's British. I'm in England for the week and spending it with her. I have, like, a really infected foot, so I'm just... kind of recovering with her, and I kind of got into a heated argument with her, and she ended up kicking me out of her house. So just to sum that up, I'm here with an infected foot, can't walk, I have crutches and tons of like clothes and all that shit, and she kicked me out of her house in England. And I have no fucking clue.
It just right. cuts off? That so, kid might be dead.
So, yeah, he got hit by a car. He got hit by a trolley or some, I don't know, one of those double-decker buses, whatever. I think, let me get this straight here. He's studying abroad, but was living with his grandmother and has an infected foot.
His grandma kicks him out?
She kicked him out.
She did him
Why
dirty.
Does his grandma live in London? I guess she's British.
I don't know why,
Fair
but
assumption.
And like don't when you study abroad, don't you also have like another place to stay, like with your school?
Maybe he meant like his study abroad mother. You know, people some people say like my host family,
he's saying grandma.
Yeah. So this guy's blood grandma was like, you ain't got to go, but you can't stay here.
You and
this
your
kid with this
infected
foot.
Who gets an infected foot? What does that even mean?
like
that's
like
some like
gout
British
some
colonialism.
Shit?
Like,
yeah.
like, what are you talking about?
She was probably like, "Get out of here! I'm old. If I catch an infected foot, I'm dead."
You have the plague over there. Like, what is that?
Get out of my house with your fucking dirty ass foot.
Who gets infected? People who get infected are so weird, man. Take a goddamn shower,
right? Clean up. Get some fucking alcohol in you. Get some rubbing alcohol on you. How
infected
you?
Foot.
Listen,
Betsy.
You kick your own grandson out of your house. You are a real C-word. But anybody who gets an infected foot, all bets are off. You can't walk around with infection.
Yeah, you're in London. Put a shoe on.
Yeah, like that's it to me. It's like, well, you lose your right to complain or do anything when you say you got an infected foot.
What do you like? What is your play now?
Go
home. Like we were just talking about. I just
you
talked
go
about.
Go home.
Yeah, yeah.
To America.
Drop out
and
of
fix your fucking foot.
Drop
dude.
Out of fake college.
Yeah.
Like
yo, it didn't work for you. Okay, you're supposed to go over and like quote unquote study, and you have some fucking fun. You drink and you like fuck foreign people. It didn't work for you. You got wildly sick. You're about to lose a limb, so you go home.
We were just talking about like how. Like, I get dropped off at my destination by an Uber, and I'm like, I take my phone out, but where am I?
Yeah.
I would be so lost, like, in London, just like, but imagine, just, like, putting, like, even with my phone, you put me in London, be like, okay, here you go, it's your turn.
Go ahead, pal.
Like,
what do you mean?
I just sit there. I would just sit there like a kid who's just like, this is it.
You just stay still until you get an infected foot.
Dude, doctor, like, the infection thing blows my mind. Like, I get people get infections in America and stuff like that, too, but, like, just... In Europe, shit's so weird.
It's all just dirty.
Like, we had... I studied abroad in Spain and Salamanca. And I had a buddy who... We got separated. I think we both went off with different girls. and we got separated. We're like going to meet at a bar. We were, this was between our junior and senior high school. And
that is way too young to be fucking around in Salamanca, Spain.
I know, dude.
Holy shit.
Dude, and the summer, my parents were wild. The summer before that,
they were like, get this kid out of here. He's fucking breaking all the windows with the hockey puck.
Summer before that was, I went to Prague for like 3 weeks.
No, no wonder you're fucked up.
But this one was, we were in Salamanca, and we split up. We were going to meet at a bar at the same time, and I find him literally in the gutter, just passed out drunk, like in the gutter. And an ambulance is already there for him. Ambulance has been called, and they're loading him up onto a stretcher to get him into the ambulance. And I'm like, whoa. Get him off that thing. He's got to come home. Like, we got to get the fuck out of here. We cannot have hospital bills on our high school study abroad program. Like, we got to, like, let him go. And they're like, and at this time, like, I was pretty close to fluent Spanish. And so I'm like talking to the EMTs, trying to, like, basically bartering with Spanish EMTs, being like, let my friend go. And they're like, okay, if he can tell us his address, we'll let him go. And I was like, yo. I was like, tell him your address. And he's like, he just reads off his address in
America?
In America. And they're like, they looked at each other like, good enough. They're like, he knows it. Okay, good. And they like, before he goes, we'll give him some medicine. They gave him a shot of adrenaline to the heart. Like, it was insane. He was like groggy on a bed, like on a stretcher, in the thing, like, Rhode Island, and whatever. And then they're like, we'll help him out before he goes. And it's like, and he pops up.
Pulp Fiction shit.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Like, came right up. We get off the ambulance. He's like, yo, honestly, I feel like $1 million.
Let's go party. Let's keep moving.
Yeah, let's go.
It's like your heart's about to explode, it was like, bro. That's why.
It was like you just did an 8-ball to the face.
To the heart.
Directly
to the bloodstream. Jesus Christ. All right, last voicemail of the day is brought to you by BetDSI. BetDSI, it's been in business for 20 years. Not 19. Not 18, not 10, 20 years, two decades. We're talking since 1997, that is. 1997. This online sports book was around? What? That's longevity right there. They were probably like the first one ever. BetDSI.com. They've been A-plus reviewed by all the sports book sites. What they do is they provide the easiest, best platform for you to use your sports knowledge to make some extra cash. They have an easy mobile playing interface, which means you can bet on the go. It means that you have live in-game wagering, so on the fly, as the game changes, you can change your bets. And if you use the promo code KFC25, you get a $25 free wager just for registering. And if you decide to deposit money, you get a 200% bonus match. So use the promo code. You don't have to put up any of your own cash. You get $25 for free. When you do deposit, they will match it, 200% bonus, doubling whatever your initial deposit is. Go to BetDSI.com. Use the promo code KFC25 for the free $25 wager and a 200% bonus.
Hey, what's going on, KFC? Fights, your producer, BC. Tom, I just had a question. My older brother, he's 32. His girlfriend is the fucking spawn of Satan. And I don't know how to make him break up with her. He's been with her for 5 years, and she's just the fucking worst. She told him she doesn't want to be with him ever. She told him, I never want to marry someone like you, and she'll be just a raging bitch all day. And then she's fine. And, you know, it was fine, but now it's getting to the point where it's leaking into like work and stuff, and he's just miserable.
You're going to do nothing about this.
I don't know how to.
This is crazy.
Your buddy will date this. Your brother, is it?
Brother
will date this girl until he dies. He will marry her, and then he'll be dead, or until he breaks up with her. That's it. You can only, they will make these decisions themselves.
Dude, like your friends think that they're like above this shit. Like your friends are just like your parents. Like you telling me I can't makes me want to do more. Like I don't.
You'll definitely take offense to that one. Because here's the thing: you say this, and it's like,
Even you don't believe it. You just know you have to. You know you have to say it. Like I know when I had shitty girlfriends, and my friends like, "Yo, she sucks." I'm like, "Nah, man, you don't know her.
Right,
you don't know her."
You become and defensive, like, and you're like, now you're like, "Fuck you." And it's like, listen, I can't break up with this girl right now for whatever reason. And now it's awkward that you brought this up because now I know you hate
you
her.
You become,
and now you know why I think I'm like a chump. When it's like this should all just been unspoken until I bottom out and realize I hate this girl, and then I'll dump her, and then we'll move on.
Yeah, and once you bring it up, then I will confirm to you.
Right,
but like when you tell your buddy that his girlfriend sucks and shit like that, what you do is you create the locker room mentality that, like, no one out there believes in us.
Right.
So you're like,
right.
And that team, that's the team that wins the championship.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Next thing you know, we'll be fucking married,
like,
with kids, bitch.
Like, that's it. I'm fucking staying. Yeah. Like, we, everyone out there says we can't do it. Like,
us against the world, babe.
Yeah, let's
all
get,
I need
let's
is
get
you.
Married. Fuck them. Fuck them. Let's show them how wrong they are. I'm going to come in you tonight. Let's do this shit.
So don't do that.
Don't like.
Don't do that.
You just create that. You.
You create the chip on the shoulder.
Right. You like. You force the team to gel. And you're like, babe, no one. Like, I'm going home to Bay. We're gonna lay on the couch. I'm gonna talk about you. Be like, no one thinks we can do it. I believe in us.
That's.
I believe in this team that we've put together.
I believe
right here.
That we will date. Yeah. I believe that we will date.
I mean, I had friends tell me like a million times, like, yo, she's like. I had my parents get involved. Like, yo, that girl's not right for you.
Dude,
like,
I told
you
my
don't
buddy.
Understand.
I told my friend. He was dating this girl. I looked him dead in the eyes. I went to lunch with him. One of those things was like, I gotta sit down and tell you something. And I was like, this girl is trouble. Don't do it. And he looked me in the eyes and he was like, I kind of see where you're coming from. I love this girl, and I'm staying with her. And they got engaged, and she left him in the middle of the engagement, and I was like, he came to me, and he was like, you told me, and I was like, I told you, and it was like, okie dokie. But whatever, there was no stopping it, and in the meantime, several years of it, we, like, hung out, and it was what it was, and the only thing that was going to stop it, the only thing that was going to change was, like, when he or she decided, and it had nothing to do with me, so... You can say your piece if you want, but just know that it ain't really going to change anything.
Right. It's like an addiction.
Yeah.
It's like
right.
an
you
addiction.
You have to let them
bottom
out.
Yeah, you have to deal with it yourself. Like, I can say what I'm going to say, but they will just deny it.
Yep.
And then they will find comfort in it.
Right.
And then and like you
it's
have
a drug.
To it's yeah, I mean, every girl is a drug. Where
Kesha
like,
said it, man. Your love is a drug,
yeah.
bro.
Every
modern
single,
classic.
Every girl is a drug. I guess it probably works vice versa too if Kesha's saying it. And so that's just the way it is. Like it's a drug that you will. I'm like,
do,
nah, man.
You'll do it until you're.
It's
dead.
Not a problem. It's not a problem. It's not a problem. You can run back to it, and like that makes you feel better. And you're like, yeah, we're gonna be fine. We can work this out together. And then like one day, it's gonna be the worst thing that's ever happened.
You do it until you're dead, or until you decide you need to move on.
Right.
It's a drug. All right, that's it. Any last words for him, Feitelberg?
Nah, that was pretty good.
Don't get the wind knocked out of you, bro.
Bitch.